We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Rob Dawson here. I got Jeff Goodman with me.
Hell no.
John Tate.
Are we still live?
Till the 68 till I die.
I'm sorry, man. I blacked out.
Randolph Children.
DJ Khaled. You know the big DJ Khaled guy?
Hands grow up and in.
Goodman needs to be fired all the time.
Josh Pastner.
You're going to beat people straight up.
You know the deal.
They have no swag. They have no nothing.
Terrell McNeil.
From the bluest of the blue bloods to the smallest of the mid-majors.
This is Field of 68. After dark.
All right, welcome back, Field of 68 After Dark Selection Sunday coverage. I think Rob Doster called it an extravaganza. I wouldn't call it an extravaganza until John Henson joins us. And here he is with Matt McCall as well. You play second fiddle.
I always get second. Jeff, the other day you called me a towel boy with Donnie Jones. You called me a towel boy.
Jesus.
I still haven't forgotten that. All right.
You guys are going to take front and center here. I'm just here to kind of move the ball. All right. I'm the point guard for this hour. And we're going to go through the regions and we're going to pick your favorite games, your upsets, who's coming out. We're also going to get Armando Bacot on here in about 10 minutes. So make sure you stick around for that. Let's start in the Midwest region, boys. And Purdue is the favorite. And they have to get past Montana State or Grambling in the biggest game of Zach Edey's life. Because if they lose that one again, he will not be remembered as a two-time National Player of the Year. Utah State, TCU in that bracket. Gonzaga, McNeese, and Kansas Samford are two games that a lot of people, I guarantee, are going to pick as upsets. Give me... in that Midwest bracket, Henson, give me your favorite matchup. What's the one that you are dying to see?
I am dying to see the Wizard Will Wade at McNeese State against Creighton. That's a matchup. He goes into press conference this year. He says, we lost 23 games last year. We will win over 23 games this year. Remember this moment. They get to the tournament easily. I think they're better than – Creighton has to be – watching film right now at this moment, like, this is who we get to draw as a 12 seed. Like, that's the matchup.
No, they get – you're off here. You're off.
I'm looking at it wrong. I'm sorry, Gonzaga.
Right. They got Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
Easier. Yeah. Same sentiment. Gonzaga's probably sitting there at five, like, this is who we have to play against. I feel bad for them. And McNeese State's going to be riled up. He's going to have them ready. He's a great coach. And this might be the Cinderella team, man. They've got, 30 wins this year, right? So any team that wins 30 games.
I think Henson was just so excited when I said that Armando Bacot was coming on in a few minutes.
He
got all rattled. He got all rattled.
But I'll say this.
I talked to Hogarth today. He said they're going to win the game.
Don't sleep on that Akron team. Don't sleep on John Gross's Akron team, too. I mean, that's a tough matchup for Creighton in the first round. I mean, that's a tough match. I'm looking at South Carolina, Oregon. I felt like South Carolina was a little bit disrespected with a six seed. Lamont Paris, SEC Coach of the Year. Oregon goes on a run. They haven't been healthy the entire season. What was it? They won six straight back when they knocked off Kent State. I believe it was December 21st. And then they go on a five-game win streak through the Pac-12, which is getting ready to evaporate here, which I guess technically it already is evaporated. Like, there's no more Pac-12 tournament. They ended up winning five straight after that. They haven't been healthy. But I thought a six seed for South Carolina was a little bit disrespectful. And I think Lamont Paris is going to have those guys fired up. I think that they're going to be locked in, much like they have been all year. I had them at the Arizona tip-off earlier in the year when they beat Grand Canyon, who I have Grand Canyon making a run to the Sweet 16 on my bracket. Had them and just saw the pieces that they had, the way they play, the way that they defend. Talon Cooper, you know, B.J. Mackey, like these guys are – they have a chip on their shoulder. So I thought a six seed was a little bit too high for South Carolina. So that's the game that I'm keeping my eye on, because Oregon winning the Pac-12 tournament, they look like they're the team that won six straight back in December 21st when they started that win streak, then won five straight in the Pac-12. So maybe Dana Altman, they've gotten healthier, has them playing at a higher level right now, winning a conference tournament championship. So that's the game that in this first round I've got my eye on in the Midwest.
So I feel like Creighton is kind of going to sneak up on some people in this region, you know, and again, we're talking about Purdue, you got Kansas and Gonzaga, everybody's going to pick those. A lot of people, they're going to be kind of the upsets. A lot of people kind of go with, because of Will Wade over Gonzaga team that hasn't been strong, and Samford Bucky Ball against Kansas that we don't know how healthy McCullough and Hunter are. I wonder if Creighton can come out of this thing and go to a Final Four. I really do. They're not deep, but they got really good guard play. Ashworth looks like a different player the second half of the year. Am I bananas, Henson, to say that, hey, you know what? It's open here. Purdue, Tennessee, Creighton. Why can't Creighton be the one to come out of it?
I agree. I think, obviously, it's well-documented. Purdue on paper looks like the team to beat. Tennessee, obviously, is a team that's going to be tough, but Creighton kind of is that dark horse that, you know, especially offensively, if they get rolling, you know, all it takes is, you know, a team to get kind of how UConn was last year. Just start rolling, man. Just start playing well offensively and clicking, and they have that firepower. Ashworth worries me only because, you know, in some of the games where Creighton has struggled, he's kind of been the guy that hasn't came to play, whether it's defensively or offensively. He struggles against more athletic, you know, guards with size. So that could be something to watch matchup-wise, but they have just as good a chance as anyone. And I think we've been saying Creighton so long, it's time for them to kind of, you know, their ceiling is a national championship. So it's time for them to put up or shut up right now. They have the team. They've been in the mix for a long time. And I'm looking forward to see what they do.
And McCall, what's your upset pick? Give me your upset pick in this. It could be a first round or it could be a second round potential matchup.
I mean, you're going to think
I'm
nuts.
Is it McNeese? Is everybody going to be on
it? I think it's Buckyball. I think it's Buckyball.
Really?
I think it's Samford. Because we don't know the health status of Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough. We don't know. And that's a difficult style to prepare for. I mean, Kansas' staff, they don't have a deep team. And they're in there, and they see the pressing style and the fast pace and the threes that are going up in the air. I mean, Samford won 29 games. And you look at how they started their season. They got blown out at Purdue. They lose by 10 at VCU. And then it's like, okay, like this group is for real. And they gained confidence as the season went. So just based on the health status of those two guys, when you take – look, we've been saying this all year, Jeff. Kansas is not a deep team. They're not a deep team. And now we have two players that are two of the best players in the entire country, much less the Big 12. The entire country, we're taking them maybe not off the floor, but not at full strength. And that Samford team is dangerous. Now, Bill Self is probably hearing this. His staff, Norm Roberts, who's my guy, they're probably hearing this and saying, hey, look, this is what everybody's saying. They're picking us as the upset pick. When I was at Chattanooga in 2015, 2016, we were the upset pick against Indiana in the 5-12 game, and we got absolutely boat raced in the second half with Yogi Ferrell. Put us in an absolute blender. with Tom Crean. So, but I got my eyes on that one just because of the health status of Kansas. We don't know. And that's a difficult style to get ready to prepare for. And this is crazy to think about. I mean, Samford could get to the Sweet 16 because they could play Gonzaga in the next round or McNeese. I mean, if it's McNeese, Gonzaga in the second round of the tournament, I mean, stranger things have happened.
All right, who do you guys have quickly in this? We're going to head over to the West here in a second when we get Armando Bacot in. Give me your picks coming out of the Midwest. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Purdue. I'm going Purdue, and just I think that they – I think Matt Painter is going to have them on a mission. I don't see them having any trouble in the first two rounds of this tournament. I think it's either going to be Gonzaga or Samford to get to the Sweet 16, and then they're going to play Tennessee. And I think it's going to be a heck of a matchup, but I like Purdue to get through it.
I'm going to go Tennessee. I've watched Purdue a lot. I just don't think if it comes down to it, the perimeter is going to be Purdue's downfall. You saw the game where Wisconsin said, look, we'll give Edie tough twos. We'll throw the big bodies at him. And if we're at the end of the game, if something wonky happens, that's how they win the game. So I'm going to go Tennessee.
Me too. Yeah. All right. I think we have a special guest. Another, like we can't have enough Carolina big guys on the field of 68. We add another one, Armando Bacot, who, Mondo, when you're done playing, you have a open invitation to join, all right, at any point. You got a job waiting for you. Because you're better than Henson. You're better than Hansborough. These guys are just, listen, congrats on your season. It's been really impressive from start to finish this year. Really, really impressive. And something very different than anything you've gone through so far in your college career. You've kind of had a roller coaster. So give me kind of what it was like coming into today's Selection Sunday as opposed to the last few years.
It was different, coming into the Selection Sunday because we had a chance of being a one seed, and we knew, well, just the players, we thought we could either be a one or a two seed with just how Iowa State played this weekend. But I mean, we were happy with the results, and we get to play in Charlotte, and then if we win that, we get to move to LA. So we're super excited.
Armando, man, hey, you guys kind of ran through the ACC a little bit, and now you guys got that number one seed. So coming in preparation rise, what's it been like being that team and having a target on your back as far as, number one team in ACC? Like, do you guys feel like, I don't even know how I'm to ask this question. Like, do you guys feel like that you are somewhat back to where you guys want to be and where Carolina should be at all times?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's super exciting to obviously have that number one bid in the tournament, but we know that comes with a lot of teams wanting to beat us and knock us off. But really just all year being in that position of being a top five, top 10 team in the country, we've seen how teams play us and how they get up to play us. And we know, like, we got to come with our A game and ready to play, really.
Armando, going back to last season and with you and RJ coming back this year, and you guys were a part of that team that played for the national championship, and there was a bunch of adversity last year, and the focus level that you guys had coming back into this year to be able to win an ACC regular season title. Just talk about your relationship with him and how motivated are you guys going into this tournament?
Yeah, it's been great just seeing everything that RJ has become this year. Last year was tough for both of us because obviously we had way bigger goals than what we actually ended up accomplishing last year. But going into this year, we both wanted to play with a chip on our shoulder and just take all the lessons from going to the national championship and losing. And then next year, not even making the tournament and just knowing what not to do. And I think this year, me and RJ really stepped up a lot as just leaders, especially in those moments where, like, you really need guys to step up. I think all year, both of us have done that. And it's really helped us, and luckily we got a lot of great transfers too who played well.
Hey, Mondo, if there could be an Elite Eight matchup. I know you don't want to look forward, and I don't want to do this to you, but
don't do
there
this.
There could be an Elite Eight matchup between North Carolina and Arizona in Los Angeles. And you know what that would mean. That would mean Caleb Love, who you set me straight on. Because, you know, listen, I said some things that were probably a little harsh on Caleb, and you told me, you were like, listen, really good kid, gets a bad rap, was really good for us. What would it be like, though, to play him in the Elite Eight with a Final Four appearance on the line if it ever got that far?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a dream come true. I mean, both of us, us in Arizona, we got our works cut out. So I don't want to say too much. I don't want to jinx anything. But, I mean, obviously that would be a great matchup for us. Both great offensive teams, great defensive teams, and they got a lot of size. But, I mean, I'm just wishing them the best
all throughout the tournament. What do you think he's done over there, Mondo? Mondo, you've watched him. You've watched Arizona, Pac-12 Player of the Year, the redemption for Caleb Love. How has it been for you watching him?
He's been amazing. He's been doing it on both ends of the floor, and I think just with him having his own squad and him being able to, offense being ran through him, it's been amazing. And he showed that he's a great decision maker. He can make tough shots. I mean, we all know he can make tough shots, but I think just all around as a player, he's matured throughout the years and kind of just learned from different things. And I think that's why you see him being one of the best guards in the country. And I mean, I think he's always been one of the best guards in the country, though.
Armando, going back to last year, you know, Coach Davis said he's going to go back to the basics. What was the energy around the facility, the energy around the gym, the energy before the season that was different, you know, for Coach Davis's, you know, point of standpoint of him kind of coming into the season?
Well, really, I think Coach Davis, the way he's coached, has stayed the same. I think just the addition with the new guys, I think we got a lot more mature as a team, and we're way more of a team, and we listen better. And I think that's really helped us as a team. And, I mean, I think this year, like, defensively, we've gotten so much better. I mean, you know, the typical Carolina team, you want to outscore everybody. But this year, we like shutting people down, too. So it's been a lot of fun. And, I mean, we got a great cast. Cormack and Harrison, I mean, they've been great all year. And Elliot, as a freshman, just to be able to run the show for us, I mean, he's just mature beyond his years. So we got a great group of guys.
Yeah, on those lines about Coach Davis, because Jeff Goodman is always, you know, hard on us coaches, okay? Former coach myself, Jeff Goodman was always hard on me. Just talk about your relationship, man. Your relationship with him from when he got the job to coaching you guys and leading you guys to the national championship to the struggles that you went through last year to now being back with an opportunity to get to another Final Four. Armando, just talk about your relationship with Coach and the job that he's done.
Yeah, I mean, playing for Coach Davis is amazing. Just, I mean, he's like the player's coach type of guy, and he's one of those guys where he wants us to go in his office every day if we can, and we all meet with him weekly and just talk with him just about life and just kicking and chill. And, I mean, he's one of those coaches where if you have a tough game, he's encouraging you to just go out there and keep playing and keep doing your thing. And, I mean, you see how our guards play. They have a lot of fun playing in our system. So, I mean, he's a fun coach to play for sure.
All right, Mondo, we're going to let you go. You should be.
I got one more
down.
Question, Jeff. I got one more question.
All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Whose idea was it to take the bus to Franklin? Like, is that coach's idea? Did y'all decide that? Like, what's this T on that, dog?
It was Coach, man. Coach, he liked to turn up too. So he wanted us to have a lot of fun. And I mean, you see, we do a lot of stuff differently now. You saw the guys on top of the bus and stuff like that. So we turn up.
I see y'all be having music in the shoot around.
Yeah, we turn up, man. We have more fun than y'all have. It's a little different now.
I like that, though. That's fun, man. That's good.
Sure.
Listen, appreciate it, man. Luck, hell of a man. Season. Keep it going.
Good
listen,
luck, man. Good luck.
All I got to say is if you get back to the Final Four this year, when you see me at the press conference, you don't have to kill me because I never called you soft this year. All right?
Well, hey, where are you going to be at for the first week?
You can kill
in
him.
Vegas.
You can
kill him. I'm in Vegas.
Oh, of course.
Me and Henson.
Of course.
We've never done this. Of course. Mondo, this is the first time I've ever done it. I've always been at games, bouncing around usually. So
oh,
I'm not
you're not,
sure
oh,
I'm
is that
watch.
Out of sight?
No, it's just Vegas to go watch games and do shows.
I ain't mad at that either, though.
I'll be at the Final Four too, man. When y'all get if y'all make it there, right. I'll be there too. I'll be behind Jeff making sure he don't ask nothing crazy, man. So I'll be right there.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
All right. Listen, appreciate thanks for that. Joining us, man. We'll appreciate talk to you soon. All right.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Good luck.
You got it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I know I'm supposed to be objective, but I love my
counters. Golly, boy, life is good over there, boy.
Yeah, you were like in a couch that had holes in it, right?
Man, it wasn't even that. I mean, I'm just like, you see the flat screen on the wall with the sound bar. Like, come on, man. Like,
he's got to tuck those cords in, though, man. He's got the cords hanging down. He's got to tuck those cords in.
Still college, but, you know, like, I'm looking at the reflection. He got the nice lighting in the kitchen. I mean, golly, man, what a time.
Hey, but Henson, he has to go to class. You never had to go to class back then.
You know, that's the difference. What's crazy is when I talk to these coaches and these players, like when I went to NC State and called that game, they said they aren't ever on campus. They just do all online classes. So
I know. It's crazy.
I had to walk through campus.
You did. And you loved it. You loved it because you talked to everybody. All right, let's finish the West. Let's get through the West here. We haven't even really started the West region.
Whew.
All right, you're the game that you are most looking forward to see. For me, I'll start quickly, and I actually think it's Clemson, New Mexico. I'm intrigued by this one. The guards of New Mexico against the balance and experience of Clemson. McCall, what's your game? What's the one you're dying to see?
I like that one. I also like New Mexico to win that one. I think those guys are playing with ridiculous confidence right now. What a job Richard Pitino is doing with the Lobos to run through that tournament the way that they did, to see Jalen House's dad celebrate the way he did. I like that one. I like Grand Canyon St. Mary's. I've got my eyes on the 5-12 game. I really do. I think I've been saying this on the Field of 68 all year. I sound like a broken record. Tyon Foster Grant is one of the best stories in all of college basketball. And when you look, when you say, okay, give me who looks like an NBA player? Who looks like an NBA guard? Who looks like someone that can just go get a bucket? It's him. And he's been through so much in his career, starting at a junior college, going to Kansas, transfer to DePaul, collapses on the floor to see what he's doing and to see what Bryce Drew's doing too. After getting fired at Vanderbilt and the journey that he's been on to now take this team to multiple NCAA tournaments, I like Grand Canyon. I like Grand Canyon in that game, and I got my eyes on that matchup.
I've been on the Grand Canyon train like coach since day one, just the numbers and just seeing them. So I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of times we hype teams up, and I'm sure that Grand Canyon's gonna be able to read the press clippings that everyone's gonna be picking them to be upset picks. So but every year, I think for the last some odd years, it's been a 12-5 upset. So I think that's the prime time position for them. And even against – I mean, if Alabama gets past Charleston, I think Grand Canyon can beat Alabama. I mean, it's that's going to be a fun little weekend in Spokane. Those are four really good teams. And I say this all the time. I'm looking at North Carolina, Mississippi State, Michigan State. I just got off FaceTime with AJ Hogard. He's already saying, look, when we come, when we see you boys, we taking y'all down. I said, listen, we beat Michigan State. You know, we've got their number. So be careful what you wish for. But even that second round game with Carolina playing in Mississippi State, I would rather them play Michigan State, to be honest. But that could be a very tricky game. And I always say when we were number one seed overall, the 8-9 game was the hardest game by far. When we got to the Elite Eight and we had to play the Kentuckys and the Kansas, we knew what we were up against. But it still was one game to the Final Four. This is the first weekend, second game. A lot of pressure, and it's a lot of talent on both of those teams, Michigan State and Mississippi State.
I hope we get the Carolina-Arizona game. I really do. I hope we get it. I have Carolina.
We all do.
I might have to pull up for that one.
Yeah. I'm not making a bet with you two. I already lost one to Hummel. A Purdue-Arizona game, and I got to wear that jersey over there with nothing underneath it, and I'm going to look like an idiot. So I'm not – I'm taking Carolina, all right? I'm not betting against them. I'll take them against Arizona. McCall, who do you got coming out of the West?
I'm not going to go against Henson's boys. I'm going to take Carolina. I think these guys are going to be on a mission. RJ Davis and Armando, they've been there. Hubert Davis and all the heat that you gave him last year amongst everybody else in the media.
Yeah.
He took a lot of heat.
But he deserved it. He deserved it last year.
Why are you getting defensive? Why are you getting defensive? I'm just saying, he took a lot of heat. I just look at this entire bracket. There's another team that didn't play well in the A-10 tournament, but Deron Holmes is one of the best players in the country. Mm-hmm. And if Dayton can get past – Nevada, they're going to give Arizona everything they want. They're going to give Arizona everything they want.
They can't beat Arizona.
I'm just saying they're going to give them everything they want because Tommy Lloyd has not been out of the first weekend yet. So think about that too. So
I think this is the year.
This could be the year. I'm not saying it's not, but I just look at this bracket, and I think we're going to get the Carolina-Zona matchup. But I think if Dayton can get past Nevada in the first round, that game versus Zona in the second round, like, they're going to have their hands full with Deron Holmes and how Anthony Grant uses them. I really believe that.
I'm going to go Carolina. You know, the path isn't as difficult as, you know, there's not a real difficult path. They should win these games.
No.
Like, they should win these games. There's beatable teams. And trust me when I say this. The sickness, the sourness of the taste in their mouth from losing to NC State in the ACC tournament championship. Let me tell you something. This week is not going to be giggles. It's not going to be laughs. It's going to be serious business. So I love that for them as a team. I think they are going to be locked in. This was probably the best worst thing that could happen to them losing to NC State in that fashion.
I'm 1,000% with you. 1,000% because. You know, again, you start to feel really good about yourself at the end of the year. People are talking about you being a one seed, and then boom, right? You get hit pretty hard, mm-hmm. and it's like, all right, you know what? Maybe we're not that much better. We're good, but we're not that good. We better play at another gear. So I'm with you. All right, let's move over to the South region. Now we've knocked out the West and the Midwest, and Houston is the number one seed in the South. Marquette, the number two. I've been told, again, Tyler Kulik will be good to go, and he's pretty close to 100%. We'll see how effective he is. And then you got Kentucky is the three, Duke four. Now, traditionally, you look at that and say, man, that is a brutal bracket. And I will say to you that I think Kentucky got the easiest draw of anybody. I think, again, you look at their first-round game against Oakland. Their second round matchup against Texas Tech or an NC State team that, you know, frankly, wasn't anywhere near the tournament a week ago. Then you might have Marquette with Kulik's injury or Florida with Micah Hanlogan's injury. He went down for the season in a absolutely terrible leg injury earlier today. So I just think this thing, man, I've said it already. I think it's easy for Kentucky. Now, easy. I'm putting the word easy there with a young team. So I know they could end up losing. But I'm looking at it and I'm saying, like, they're heavily favored. They have so much more talent than any team they're going to face, other than maybe Duke and obviously Houston's scary. What's the game? We'll start there, McCall. What is the game that you are looking forward to seeing the most? For me, it might be Nebraska, Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one. I think the Wisconsin-James Madison game, too. You know, Wisconsin, when they got all the way up ranked to 6th in the country, and then it just didn't go well from there. And all they did going into the Big Ten tournament, when we were all counting them out, and I was one of them. Like, I never thought that they would win the Big Ten tournament. I just thought that this was a team that kind of peaked in the beginning of February and then couldn't figure it out coming down. But sometimes you need to go through those struggles. And I said this on SiriusXM this morning. You know, in 2006, on that Florida Gator National Championship team, that team was 10-6 in the league. Like, they went through some adversity that they needed to go through in order to go on a run to win a national championship. So I want to see how Wisconsin plays against James Madison. I want to see that game because they made a statement in this Big Ten tournament like, hey, we are a top 10 team in the country. Look what we just did. And we knocked off the big boys going, you know, doing what we did. And we're going to show you. So, but James Madison's good. And James Madison played their conference tournament with a chip and an edge on their shoulder. Like, look, we know App State won the regular season, but we're also the team that beat Michigan State early on in the season. Mark Byington, unbelievable job. So that's the game for me because I want to see if Wisconsin is back and are they for real? Like, are they back? Can they get to a Sweet 16? Can they knock off, you know, Duke in the second round? Like, this is – I'm very intrigued by that 5-12 matchup.
Henson, what do you got?
I'm with you, Coach. That's another one of those 30-win teams. And like I said, I don't care who you are. If you win 30 games, you're a good team. And they kind of fit the profile kind of – they kind of fit like the FAU. They won a bunch of games early, faltered a little bit in league play, and then ended the season on a crazy win streak before getting to the Final Four. Like, they fit that mold of FAU last year. So that's a scary team, you know, to be on that side of the bracket. And even the A&M-Nebraska game, you know, depending who wins that game, I think – those two teams are teams that could give Houston a run for their money only because I always say this, I hate the pace of play Houston plays at. They have the athletes and the talent to play a lot faster, which would put them in a better position not to get upset instead of these low possession games that they play, even though they defend their tails off. But those are the two games I'm looking at, Nebraska A&M and James Madison. And I think James Madison fits that magical run profile that they can go far.
All right, our final four picks, by the way, are presented by Vaulted. Store your predictions now and forever on the Vaulted app. It's VLTED. Make sure you go in there. And again, this is the best place that you will always remember because I can't remember who I picked a year ago. I mean, honestly, I can't. And now to be able to go back and see, like, did I get it right? I tell everybody I got it right, but I probably didn't.
I think I picked FAU to the Final Four. I think I got that right.
There's no way you did. There's no way in hell you did. Who do you got? Who do you got in coming out of the South? I have Kentucky. I have Kentucky just because, again, I look through it and I'm like, I don't know who they're going to lose to. You know, even Houston guys. I love Houston. I just saw them a couple times, and I just worry about him being so banged up right now up front.
Yep.
Juwan Roberts could barely move. And they're so reliant on their three guards. And Shedd's a stud. Like, he's like Fred VanVleet meets Brunson. Like, intangibles, toughness, all that. Doesn't look the part maybe physically. But I just think there's probably too much on him and Cryer. And if Emmanuel Sharp doesn't play well – and none of them played well against Iowa State. I mean, they were blitzed. And I wonder how that – Henson, how does that affect your psyche at the end of the year when you get absolutely run out of the building in the Big 12 title game in a game like that? Do you think it affects them in the tournament or not?
Well, you know, I think about when we lost – we didn't lose in the championship. Well, we did lose in the championship to Duke my sophomore year. My junior year, we lost to Florida State early in the AC tournament. And that fear and that kind of humble pie made us, like, come into the tournament like we were almost scared to death, right? Like, We were focused. We were locked in. We played hard. I think we won our first two or three games by 15, 20 points. We played Vermont and we played Creighton with McDermott, and then we played Ohio. But that might drive them to just kind of sit back and be like, hey, look, we're not as good as we think we are. They are banged up. The only thing I don't like about Houston is if you look at the last 20 champions or so, the only team that fits their style of play, pace-wise and everything, is the UVA team that Coach Bennett had that won it. Yeah. And so that's kind of scary because that means a lot of teams that play like that haven't won the whole thing. So I'm going to go with Marquette and a healthy, reinvigorated Tyler Colic coming in, running the show, because he is Marquette. And to see them actually play that well without him kind of opened my eyes a little bit to them as a team. And they probably got a lot more confidence as well from playing that well without him.
The best month of the year is here, which is why you need to know that we are now partnered with BetMGM. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 all through the NCAA tournament. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD, and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not that bet hits. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $10 of your hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using the bonus code FIELD. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game, and you get up to $1,500 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure you use that bonus code FIELD when you sign up. Most importantly, we do have some fun stuff coming for the conference tournaments and especially for the NCAA tournament. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops, odds boosts, and what I love the most, a nice parlay boost for anything you could possibly imagine betting on in the NCAA tournament, from odds and getting an at-large bid to Final Four futures to the highest seed to make to the Sweet 16. I'm calling it right now. BetMGM is the king of the prop bet for your March Madness needs. So go download the BetMGM app, use the code FIELD, and sign up today. And while I've got you, a quick request: the best way to support the Field of 68 and our content you get for free is to engage with us. Rate and review the pod, like and share the YouTube videos, tell your friends about us. It helps in a world where the algorithm is king. By now, you guys have surely heard about Autograph, an app founded by Tom Brady with the intention of disrupting the way that fans consume content covering their favorite teams. This is how the app works. All of the podcasters, bloggers, and digital creators covering a team have their content sent to that team's page in the Autograph app. Instead of having to bounce from site to site or trying to navigate the safer workspaces on Twitter, you can just scroll through Autograph. This isn't a hard sell. This is the truth. I am a UConn fan, and I use the Autograph app to keep up with the writers I read and the pods that I listen to about UConn basketball. The best part is that every piece of content that you consume gives you reward points. The more you get, the more chances you have at things like discounted tickets to games and the grand prize, a trip to the LA Regional and a spot in a suite for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight games. Here's the best part. We've partnered with Autograph to donate $1 to the V Foundation every time someone downloads the app using the code F68, with a minimum of $2,500 getting donated. The app is free. So download, use the code F68, help us raise a little bit of money for cancer research, and give Autograph a try. I promise you it will be worth it. And while we're here, a quick reminder: make sure that you subscribe to The Daily. We have new landing pages with deep dives into each coaching change, as well as a tracker that provides scouting reports on the transfers that have entered the portal that you are going to want to know about. Hit the link below to subscribe. There is nothing better in sports than tournament time, which is why I need to tell you guys about our partners over at Rhythm. If you're into sports betting, you need Rhythm, the place for data-backed props and picks. For those that are unfamiliar, Rhythm, spelled R-I-T-H-M-M, is the go-to mobile app for player props and game picks. Backed by AI predictive models, Rhythm helps you make smarter and faster betting decisions across all sports, but particularly college basketball. With Rhythm, you get data-backed picks for every single Division I game, every single single day. Users get free picks daily with the ability to upgrade to unlimited access. If you want to increase your edge and win more bets, go to the link in the description and download Rhythm today. That's R-I-T-H-M-M, the place for data-backed props and picks. And while we're here, let me tell you about our newest partner for the month of March, Splash Sports, the home of certified community competition, where you get to play against your friends and not the house. Whatever game it is that you are playing, from Survivors to Tears to Pick X, the safest way to play for real money without the hassle of having to track down deposits or worry about payments is through Splash. They have partnered with PaySafe, the best deposit and payment system in the world, to ensure that money stays in safe hands and is delivered to the right places. To join the Field of 68 Survivor Madness, click the link in our profile below and join in. Entries are $5 a pop with a prize pool of up to $4,500. Winner take all. Join Splash and come prove that you're smarter than us.
Yeah, I'm with Henson. It's almost like, Jeff, like, did we forget about Marquette? And they made the run.
A little bit.
And that was, I mean, they were competitive versus UConn. I mean, Shaka's over there in his defensive stance, fist pumping and getting the crowd going. Coach Hurley's over there, fist pumping, pointing at Shaka or pointing at somebody during the game. I mean, it was electric. And I thought awesome. Like, and that's not a knock on either coach. That's good for college basketball. So, Jeff, I'm with you on Kentucky, but that second round game against who I think is going to be Texas Tech. I think they're going to play Texas Tech. And Texas Tech played in the best league in the country. Grant McCaslin has done an unbelievable job. I think if Kentucky gets past Tech, I think they get to the Final Four. I think that's
They're not losing to Tech. I don't think so. And I love Pop Isaacs. I just don't think Texas Tech's got enough.
But I think that's the game. If they can, I feel like, just because I think it's going to be an extremely physical game, and if Kentucky somehow gets in this grinded out game with Tech and they win it, it's going to be like, give them some confidence where I don't care if it's Marquette, if it's Florida, whoever it is. And Florida took a shot. I mean, that's an emotional deal for your team to deal with what happened today. I mean, that was
– But Jeff,
I got a question, Jeff. We didn't see it. It's like I'm glad the camera turned off because we didn't want to see what happened. Yeah. But I think if they can get past Tech, I think they'll beat Marquette if that's who they end up playing. And I think Houston too, like you said, that was a bad game yesterday. And you look at Kentucky with how they can space it out, drive it, kick it, and play. I think that Texas Tech game is going to give them confidence to boost them to the Final Four.
So Jeff, no team outside of, like, I don't know their specific numbers, but wherever Kentucky's in defensive efficiency, no team has ever won it. So when are they going to lose?
I'm not saying they're going to win it.
You think Final Four?
I'm saying they can go to the Final Four. Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to win it. I don't think they can win six straight. But, you know, again, I just think they overwhelm you with talent. Like, they're so much more talented than any team at the bottom half of that. Now, here's my question for you, Henson. Does Duke have a shot here? Like, your objective opinion, does Duke have any shot? How deep can Duke go?
I look at Duke as a matchup-wise team. Like, what are their matchups? And if you look at where they got – I watched Vermont today, or was it yesterday? I watched Vermont play this weekend, and they shoot the ball well. They got a little bit of athleticism, but I think Duke is going to handle them pretty easily. And then Wisconsin, that's a beat. They're beat. Wisconsin's not going to just, you know, James Madison, they're not just going to run, you know what I'm saying, run you out of the gym. And then you either got, you know, Nebraska, A&M, Houston. So I think Houston could be the game. Like, I know Houston probably licking their chops at seeing a team like Duke, right?
Oh, yeah.
Duke's kryptonite, right? That's their kryptonite. So, but you got to, for the draw they got, Duke has a chance. And they have the talent just as much as any team in the country. So even with the Houston game, as we've seen, the way to beat Houston is kind of take their first blow. Don't get too down on yourselves when you're just 10 to 11 with 8 minutes left in the first half and keep playing. So if there's a draw that could help that Duke won it, this is probably it. And they're going to have to see somebody eventually. But Duke has a chance, man. I like where they're at, where they're sitting at right now.
So you both have Marquette coming out of the South, and I have Kentucky, correct?
No, I have Kentucky. I have Kentucky.
You have Kentucky also. You have Kentucky.
I was just saying, I thought we've kind of written off Marquette a little bit.
Yep.
And that game against Texas Tech, I think, is going to be the game that if Kentucky knocks them off, it's going to vault them and catapult them to the Final Four. I really believe that. And I'm looking at all these right. Am I nuts to say this, that UConn's the best team in the country? I don't think anybody here would argue that. Do they have the hardest path?
Well, no. No, but they have the hardest second round potential matchup. And we'll get in. Good transition. We'll get into the East right now. And UConn.
Sorry to jump the gun, Jeff.
No, you're perfect. It was actually a great transition. They open with Stetson, and then they get the winner of FAU Northwestern. And listen, FAU's been all over the map. They lost a bad one yesterday, but they really weren't penalized by it because they're still an 8 seed right now, other than the fact that they're penalized that they're going to have to play UConn in Brooklyn if they beat Northwestern. I'm saying UConn's going to beat Donnie Jones and Stetson.
Come on!
I think that's a formality. Unless Jalen Blackman goes for about 60, I think UConn wins that one going away. My question to you is, nobody knows FAU better than you, other than Dusty May. And I'm not even sure he knows it better than you right now, because if he did, I think they'd be a little more consistent than they've been lately. Can FAU give UConn a run? Would they beat UConn? Would they beat UConn? I don't think they would, because I don't think UConn would take FAU lightly. Even though they're an 8 seed, I think that's UConn would come in and be like, oh, we know all about you. We watched you, you know, last year at the Final Four. We're both there together.
Yep.
And
totally agree. Team,
right?
Totally agree. I think Danny Hurley is, if this is the matchup that happens in the second round, I mean, Coach Hurley is going to have his team fired up. But Elijah Martin, John L. Davis, Vlad Golden, Nick Boyd, you know, Greenlee has been really up and down for this team. This team's going to be fired up to play. And if Elijah Martin and John L. Davis are at their absolute best with Vlad Golden on the inside, they have a chance. There's no question about it. They have a chance. They'll have an opportunity. But Danny Hurley is going to have his team so fired up to play them because of all the accolades and everything that FAU got this year. So I think that it's, you know, I think FAU, if they can get past Northwestern and Boo Booey, who that's not going to be easy for this team either. But FAU has the talent, they have the athleticism, they have the size, and this is the same team that beat Arizona. So let's not forget about that. But the expectations, everything that they've dealt with this year, it's still Florida Atlantic. That's what everybody understands. Like, they went to the Final Four, but they still have the same facilities. And Jeff, you were in that building. And Henson, I'm sure, being from the state of Florida, you've been in that building at some point in time. Like, the building didn't really change. It's not like they got this brand new practice facility and all. No, it's the expectations that they had to deal with. And you know what? It's FAU, and they won 24 games. It's still a heck of a year. But I think Coach Hurley's going to have his team so fired up to play. To me, the game for UConn that could be really scary is the Sweet 16. If it's UConn-Auburn with Bruce Pearl.
Because they'll match their toughness, right?
They'll match their toughness, the athleticism. Like, that's the one. So, I look at this bracket, and I'm saying – UConn could possibly face FAU, who went to the Final Four last year and has everybody back. They could possibly face Auburn, who just won the SEC tournament and has Bruce Pearl, who, if I'm any of these openings, that's like, if I'm Louisville, I'm making Bruce Pearl tell me no. I'm making him tell me no. What's the number?
They can't hire. They're not going to hire Bruce Pearl. They're not.
Okay, that's fine. I'm making him tell me no, Jeff, because all the guy does is win. I'm making him tell
me no. What I'm saying is, they can't hire Bruce Pearl because of all this stuff that has happened within that program over the last 15 years. The AD can't. The AD worked with Jay Wright at Villanova. They're going to go with somebody with a very, very clean resume. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Awesome. Okay, that's great. Bruce Pearl's going to win a bunch of games. That's all I'm saying.
Okay? I don't know. So I'm not disagreeing with you.
Coach McCall is saying sometimes you got to get your feet dirty. Sometimes you got to get your feet dirty to win. I'm just saying.
I would. I mean, the job he's doing at Auburn. It's like any of these pros, like
insane.
What's the number? Anyways, UConn could possibly face them in the Sweet 16. Okay, so FAU in the second round went to the Final Four. Auburn just won an SEC tournament championship, and then it's either going to be Iowa State or Illinois to go to the Final Four. I look at these other teams' paths. I don't see that. I don't see that. Like, I think UConn's – I don't know that the tournament did them any favor. I mean, those are – any of those teams could get to the Final Four. UConn is the clear-cut favorite to win the national championship. That's who I'm picking to win it all. But I look at their path to get there, man.
Yeah.
It is not easy.
It's tough. Nope.
It is not easy.
And talent-wise, like that second-round matchup or the second-game matchup with FAU, like talent-wise, that's not a 1-8 game. It's just not.
No.
It's just not. Like FAU's been an enigma. It's almost kind of like they've got a little bored. You know, they see North Texas across the jersey, and they don't get up for that game. But I feel like if FAU was in the ACC or Big 12, they would be up for a lot more games, like going into a Texas Tech environment or going, you know. So I think they're so much better than the 8, and I would just be sick if I'm UConn and I have to see a Final Four experienced team on the second game. But if one team can run through that thing, it's UConn. So I'm not worried about them.
Totally agree.
All right, what other game do you want? I mean, that's the game I want to see. That's the second round matchup. Honestly, I'm circling, period, like in the entire tournament. But can Yale beat Auburn? Like you've got Auburn already, you know, moving forward there. Now you don't think they can see Auburn's guards are not super athletic. They're not. Now again, it's the SEC.
He always defends anybody near New England. He's always going to take. That's what you got to understand about Goodman. And I love James Jones, and I think he does an unbelievable job. I don't know why a high major school hasn't snatched up him. I don't know why. I do not know why. I think he is.
So one what's your upset? What's your upset in the East region or your game to watch that you're dying to see?
Drake over Washington State. That's who I'm taking. Even though I think like, DeVries and his son. I mean, if you haven't, if anybody that's listening haven't watched DeVries play, talk about a guy that looks like an NBA player. Man, can score in bunches. Got size, knocks down shots. I like Drake over Washington State. I do.
I mean, he took over that championship game. They couldn't guard him. They couldn't guard him. Yeah. So. I like that. I like the Drake team. I mean, I don't really see too many. It's going to get good second weekend in this bracket. That's when it's going to get good. You know, you got Illinois and Iowa State and Auburn. I think Auburn is going to dispatch Yale. I think Princeton should have been there. They just laid an egg.
I mean, Brown should have been there. They had a 5-point lead. Yeah.
They were celebrating.
5-point lead with 30 seconds to go.
Celebrating. It was over.
And then the last possession, I was trying to figure out what they were doing on the defensive end of the floor. It was like, I mean, I was celebrating because my man Tyson Wheeler was on staff, and I got the utmost respect for Mike Martin. And it was like, oh, we celebrated too. I was celebrating Henson. I was celebrating for Brown.
Yeah,
I just don't see them beating Auburn.
I think that line's probably gonna be what, 15, 16, maybe more. It'll be up there. Auburn, yeah, they'll be ready for them.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, make sure we partnered. I haven't even told you guys this. So we partnered with Splash Sports and a Survivor Pool. So we'll get you in there. It's $5 to enter, and I'll send you guys a link. It's basically just splashsports.com. So anybody listening, if you want to do something a little different, not just the regular ESPN or whatever bracket, this is a Survivor Pool that honestly is kind of more fun because it's a little bit different than those the typical bracket pools. All right, let's go through our final four picks now, and then we can have our final thoughts on this bracket as we kind of close out this hour. And next hour, we've got Fanta, Hansbrough. So we just go from one Carolina big to another here.
It's unbelievable.
And Terrence Oglesby.
Was Fanta really dancing with the Red Panda at the Big East tournament? What was going on there? Fanta was doing out there on the court.
Last year he did it too. I mean, he gets so excited for that. It's like, I think he thinks about that all year about the chance to throw the bowls and not screw up throwing the bowls. That's the
fired up.
Thing. He is fired up. He is fired up. All right, Henson, what's your final four? Go through it for me.
I'm going Arizona, Tennessee. Let's Marquette and UConn.
So you took your Tar Heels to lose to my Wildcats. Wow.
I think that Arizona.
Your Twitter, you're about to get blown up, man. You may want to just go back. Yeah. Like
they're going to disown you.
I think Arizona in the type of game that's going to be played is the better team at that game.
Hey, next time Henson tries to walk into the Dean Dome, trust me, like that thing's going to be locked. They're going to see him coming.
Listen, that door's just locked. because I have to pick as an analyst, but please believe.
There you go, Henson.
Like, I will be in the house flipping tables this whole tournament. If UNC doesn't get to the championship, but you know, maybe emotionally I'm preparing myself for a letdown. Maybe I'm doing that, Jeff. You know,
all right. McCall, who do you got?
I got three number one seeds, Jeff. I was trying
shocking.
To not have three. One,
shocking, three Matt three McCall seeds. Going with chalk, basically.
I'm not going with chalk. I'm going UConn, Carolina. Kentucky and Purdue, and picking Kentucky to go to the Final Four as a University of Florida grad is not an easy thing. But I just look at their path, and again, if they can get past that Texas Tech game, I think that's going to catapult them to the Final Four. So those are my four: UConn, Carolina, Purdue, Kentucky.
I went UConn, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina. So here's the thing: you do this, and it's hard to find like. Nobody picked San Diego State and FAU last year. They both get there. Well, how much different is this year from last year? You still have the COVID year. Now, a lot of the one bid leagues weren't won by the number one seeds, right? So like those 13, 14, 15, 16, a lot of those teams weren't as dominant in the regular season as they might've been a year ago. But why are we expecting anything different out of this year's tournament from last year's tournament, McCall?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And that's why I'm like, I'm disappointed in myself that I have three one seeds making the Final Four. Like, I'm disappointed in myself because I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm looking at the bracket, and we just got it, 2 hours ago? So it's like, if I fill this out tomorrow morning, Jeff, I think it's going to look different. I really do, because I'm going to have more time to sit here and dissect it. You know, can a team like New Mexico, and I caught a lot of flack, because we did an exercise on the field of 68. Henson, you may have been here with me, and it was pick one team outside the top 25 right now that you feel like can get to the Final Four. And this was back in December on the field of 68. Yeah. And I took New Mexico, and everybody told me I was nuts. But I look at the guard play, and I look at what they did in the Mountain West tournament and how they're playing and the confidence that they're playing in. If they can get past Clemson – they're going to have most likely Baylor, but don't sleep on Colgate. I know you love Colgate, Goodman, but it's like, damn, all of a sudden New Mexico could get to the final or to the Sweet 16 and they're playing Arizona. It's like, you just don't know. Someone's going to lose on the first weekend. Someone's going to lose in the first round that no one is expecting to lose. And then who gets that matchup? FAU played Fairleigh Dickinson in the second round of the NCAA tournament last year after they beat Memphis on a buzzer beater.
Right.
They're beating FDU 9.5 times out of 10. So what's the matchup in the first round of the NCAA tournament that that happens? And that second round team has a walk to the Sweet 16. They got a walk. Like, they're just going to walk to the Sweet 16. 06, Jeff, you covered it. We played South Alabama and my man John Pelfrey, and then we played UW-Milwaukee. That was a walk to the Sweet 16. That was a walk. So, like, someone else is getting that, and now all of a sudden you're there, and you have that momentum. Anything can happen, man. Anything can happen.
I think that I'm big on what goes up must come down, right? All these upsets, all these big time, these bubbles being burst, these teams stealing bids. I think it balances out in this tournament. I think teams sit back and say, "Well, now look, you see what just happened. Let's take a second and think about, you know, this match." I don't think this year is a year. I don't think anyone's taking anyone lightly. I don't think BYU's taking Duquesne lightly. I don't think Illinois is taking. I just don't think teams are going to be on that this year because of, I mean, what just happened. I mean, it's the craziest kind of bubble. I mean, there's some really good teams that aren't in the tournament, and there's no room left, right? There's just no room left. So I think the bigger top seeds will roll early until we get to the end. I think it's going to be a little bit of a market correction because this last week was just absolutely insane.
You know, but Henson, like, as a player, like, you feel like some of these teams that have expectations and they get into a tight game, and I don't think this is going to happen this year with Purdue. I really don't. But you get into a tight game and the fear of, holy shit, I got to make this shot. Or we're in a tight game and it's coming down to it and the nerves creep in and you're in a dogfight, Baylor with Colgate. And Colgate's making a bunch of threes. And it's like, we're not supposed to lose this game. And it's like, well, who cares if we're not supposed to lose this game because you're in this game.
I remember specifically we played Ohio. They were an 11 seed Sweet 16 to play Kansas for a chance for the Final Four. And down the stretch, we were up like six or eight points, but the crowd was leaning Ohio. Everyone was kind of cheering them on. And we felt that pressure like, not today. Not we can't. And we felt that pressure in the huddle and our offensive possessions, especially when you when you start to feel the crowd buzz a little bit. I swear, it is one of the most eerie, scary feelings as a top seed. When that crowd starts, you know, those Kansas fans are sitting there hoping you lose so they don't have to play you guys. And so
no doubt.
That's when it gets tricky. And, Matt, you've been in those situations. Like, it gets tricky that, you know, the pressure starts to turn a little bit and you can fold or you can – and we ended up down the stretch winning that game by 11 points, but it was so much closer than that. So that's just why March Madness is a beautiful thing, man. And it's – I mean, these are memories – like, I'll never forget that moment. I look at the clock. We're up six. It's like 10 minutes left, and they're pushing. And that's the stuff that – that's when it gets fun.
Listen, usually – When I look at a bracket, I generally look at point guard play and the coach and start there, generally. Last year kind of changed it for me, to be honest. Not that UConn had a good point guard in Tristan Newton and a really good coach, but at that point you didn't know, right? At that point it wasn't like Tristan Newton was a dude and Danny Hurley was a year removed from being on the hot seat. So I think the times have changed now. It's going to be very interesting to see if there's big-time Cinderellas or we are talking about like we just did, and it's harder to take chances right now. We're trying to figure it out, and like you said, McCall, you don't have time to go through it all. But right now, it looks like there's a gap, but trust me, there's going to be a Cinderella coming along the way. We don't know who it is yet. We didn't know it's going to be San Diego State or FAU a year ago. But again, we'll see. And make sure you stick around. Again, Field of 68 after dark. We've got the bracket selection show special extravaganza coming up next. John Fanta, Tyler Hansbrough, Terrence Oglesby. For Matt McCall, for John Henson, I'm Jeff Goodman. We'll see you soon.